Good morning, a Tuesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, today, top Cuomo administration officials will face questions from lawmakers regarding the state's response to drinking water contamination in the village of Hoosick Falls. The DEC is overseeing an investigation. It involves PFOA, a toxic chemical used to make Teflon and similar materials, believed to be carcinogenic. And of course, numerous residents will testify. They have accused the Cuomo administration of taking too long to warn people.
Hey, David, this is all about oversight. That's what the legislature is supposed to properly do. Unfortunately, there are times when, for example, if you have a Democratic assembly, you don't have the proper oversight of a Democratic governor. On the other hand, in this case, you know, turnabout is sort of fair play. And there are many of these local officials who feel that Cuomo has not exactly been nice to them, and maybe they're going to do their jobs and do this oversight properly. Now, the reason that this is so important is that water testing for the rest of the state, not only for Hoosick Falls, yeah, it's terrible, but we are now getting to a crisis point where we better start examining what we're putting into our bodies, and importantly to most parents and grandparents, what we're putting into our kids' bodies. So that's why this hearing may be very important, because it fires a warning shot over the governor's head and over his agencies. I'm sure he's not happy.
Governor probably not happy about this warning shot. The state's Affordable Housing Agency, Homes and Community Renewal, is among the state agencies that have now been subpoenaed by Manhattan U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara.
That's right. They're looking at a whole host of subjects, obviously. One of them is pay to play. Who gets and who gives? And I think they're looking, as this scandal or potential scandal spreads out and has tentacles, they're looking at what's going to happen. Now, I believe Preet Bharara, who may now have been signaled by both Senator Schumer, his major sponsor, and by Hillary Clinton, that maybe we're not going to keep you here. Frankly, I believe it's because he's doing too good a job. So his schedule has to be determined by a number of things. One of them is the coming election. You don't want to get involved in the election cycle. So you go and you subpoena everybody in sight who may have any knowledge about the way in which this investigation into pay-to-play is proceeding. So we can expect more of this in the weeks leading to the election. And then I think a lot of people believe that right after the election, you'll see some indictments.
The growing controversy surrounding San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, Alan. He says his aim of sitting down during the national anthem is to bring about changes in race relations and police brutality. A number of people weighing in on either side of this one, including Donald Trump, who said it's a terrible thing and that maybe Kaepernick should find a country that works better for him.
Well, you know what? That's typical Trump. We know who he's playing to. But my admiration for the athlete is substantial, because he's risking a great deal to do this. His parents apparently are going along with it. The league and the team both say freedom of speech. And that's a big difference from the old days where everybody was, you know, saluting and saying how important it was to be patriotic. They're saying, hey, look, that's what this country's all about. Good for the league, good for the team. I don't care what their motives are. It just seems to me it's a good thing.
Two words, Anthony Weiner.
One word, and that is jerk. I mean, it's unfortunate. This is obviously mental illness. He knows that when he does this stuff, this sexting, brings terrible, terrible consequences. Look, they just sold the film Weiner to, I believe, Showtime. It's one of these movie channels. Anybody who hasn't seen it should see it. And in it, you see Huma Aberdeen standing there sort of looking on, not saying much during the filming. Weiner now says that it wasn't part of the deal with his friend, that she would be a part of it, but she was. And we're now into a presidential election, and it is a terrible, terrible thing that the election could in some ways hinge on Anthony Weiner's relationship with Mrs. Clinton's principal assistant. And she is quite correctly, I believe, separating, because he's not going to stop, that's for sure.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks as always, Alan.
Thank you, David.